The question was asked about smoking in halacha, and basically boils down to, in a nutshell, how do we view smoking health-wise? Meaning, a person is allowed to do things that are within limits, slight danger to his health. Meaning, a person is allowed to eat unhealthy foods. Don't tell you you're not allowed to eat butter or margarine or meat that's high in fat and cholesterol. The halacha doesn't tell us that we must be strict about our diet, that anything that might cause some damage to our health should be eliminated from our diet. On the other hand, we're not allowed to say, well, let me jump off the Empire State Building and let's see what happens. And they say there are high winds and might end up being blown into the window. You don't know. You never know. There were people who did it. The halacha does not say that one can do something that's endangering to one's life. We say that there are things that one may do, but one shouldn't do. Say that if you climb up a rickety ladder, you cross a bridge that's not 100% clear that it's safe, so you're endangering your life. It's not recommended. We say that if one does that, then heavens, they take him to task. They say, well, let's see, does he deserve to make it across alive or not? You walk under a tree that's leaning and is apt to fall. So in heaven they say, well, should it fall on him or not? Let's check his scorecard. The Gemara says there are certain things that cause a person to be judged on any given day. And one of them is when a person does something that's a danger to his life. But that's speaking about an imminent danger. That's a person walking under a tree that's on the verge of falling. That's a person walking into a building that's about to fall down. When a person does something that's imminent, that the danger is imminent, so then the Gemara says that in heavens they judge him in that minute and they say, should he make it or not? The question is, how do we view smoking? So Rabbi Feinstein writes in one of his responsa that that smoking is not that dangerous that one can say that a person is sinning if he smokes. We don't recommend a person to smoke, but it is not forbidden. The question is, Rabbi Feinstein wrote this responsa going back 15, 20 years ago. Since then we have a lot more information about smoking. So some people maintain that the information isn't so clear that if one smokes he's going to die. It's not healthy, but nonetheless, it's not clear that this is a danger to one's life. It's unhealthy. The Surgeon General recommends against it. But does it cross the threshold to make it forbidden? That is the question. The majority of poskim today say that it does. The majority of halachic opinions today say that being that today we have all this information about the dangers of smoking, therefore today smoking is something that's forbidden. There's a lot written on it that one should not smoke and one may not smoke. Nonetheless, there are those who maintain that the information has not changed enough since Rabbi Feinstein's time to nullify his opinion, to say that his opinion was only based upon the information that was available at his time. And that is what he is one of those that people rely on when they do smoke. But the overwhelming opinion today, there's a response written by Rabbi Wozner, by Rabbi Sternbach, by, I don't remember who else, but
there's one by the RCA. I think they talk about like what Rabbi Feinstein's logic was, and they do this whole
Rav Shach and Rav Yashiv, I think I also read a letter by them that they all maintain it is forbidden to smoke today. But the question is, have the facts changed enough so that Rabbi Feinstein's opinion is not relevant today? And I don't know today if there is a halachic opinion that says that one may smoke. But I also don't know otherwise. I know of those that say it's forbidden. And I know of Rabbi Feinstein. That goes back many, many years. I could hear that someone would say that today it's still not that dangerous or that clear that if one smokes that he will die, that it would be permitted. I don't think that one would say that, but if someone told me that a big rabbi said it, I would believe it. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's ludicrous. When Rabbi Feinstein said it, so there was less information available. They still knew it was a hazard to one's health. They already knew that it was causing people to die, But they didn't know what they know today. I mean, that goes back, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. One second. Rabbi Feinstein passed away.
86.
How many years ago was it? No, it's got to be more than 10 years. Rabbi Feinstein passed away almost 15 years ago, maybe even more. So the responsa, at best, was written 20 years ago. So I don't think, this is a guess, we could open it up and look at it, but we know that science has gained a lot more information since then. Yeah?
I heard that Chabad holds by the opinion of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he says that you used to be a heavy smoker, and you quit. And he says that you shouldn't, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe also held by the same opinion, that you can't start smoking until you turn 20 years old. And after that, you can make your own decision. It's really interesting. But I can't remember why he said that. He also said that if you are smoking, then you should stop, but you don't have to stop immediately, which sort of follows that it's not like life threatening. It's not like causing danger to your life, but it's just like not recommended. The second thing is, I've heard that, maybe I heard wrong, that Moshe Feinstein was a smoker.
No. I don't think that's true. There were big rabbis who were smokers. And the Pnei Yoshua used to fill up bags with pipe smoke before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, he'd inhale it and say that this was his pleasure for Shabbos. He said, I can't smoke on Shabbos, but I love the smoke. This is how I honor the Shabbos. There were big rabbis who were smokers. But as far as I know, he was not. You know, some of his disciples were, but don't forget that back then no one knew it was dangerous.
Maybe someone is a smoker. Maybe this is another question, but can they possibly deny the laws of smoking?
So that's a different question about when can rabbis paskin on something that is pertaining to them, which is a general question. So that.